Hello, hello, my Tweedledees, Tweedledums, my lovelies, lovelyettes. Good morning, afternoon, evening, or wherever you are right now. Stop what you're doing so you can listen to me. I'm just joking. And hopefully having a wonderful Mother's Day today on this Sunday, May 8th of 2022. And that, again, happy Mother's Day, even to all the aunties, daddies, grandmas, grandpas, and anybody you truly believe who is a beautiful role model to you and your family, no matter who it is in the family, still say happy Mother's Day to them because they absolutely beautifully believe it. And on this Mother's Day, I am just going to throw out a random topic. And what I mean by random is what I mean is about you guys in general. What I'm trying to say is here is, why on earth do many, how can I say this in a politeful manner? Why on earth do guys believe that they know a woman's anatomy? And what I mean by this is manscaping a woman's period. Because many of us, as women, who are grown women, get manscaped by a man who knows nothing about a woman's period. Does not understand the menstrual cycle of a woman. Trust me. As a man, you do not have to go literally 30 days in freaking pain, and it's like basically having your inside organs being ripped apart, and this is definitely not as bad as childbirth, unfortunately. And I'm being dead, dead honest. And what I mean by this, I know this sounds utterly hysterical because this is God honest truth. And it is true because I know I'm just throwing this out there. So Anchor, please do not kick me out of here because I am telling the truth of the truth here, and it's utterly hysterical. But why on earth do men do this? I'm sorry, but guys, you really do not understand the menstrual period at all. I'm sorry, you guys so-called claim that you know what we women are going through when you don't even have any idea. And those of you who are first-time parents to many preteen daughters who are experiencing your daughter's first period, just tolerate it as much as you can, because yes, we women can get very dramatical and very vocal, and we sometimes crave for the most craziest things when we are on our menstrual cycle. And it's just, guys, for once, can you just like shut your trap and just go with the flow, literally. Now, if many of you guys want to know what a woman's, you know, menstrual cycle goes through, those, what do you call those? I know I've seen them on Facebook and on YouTube and all this other stuff, and, what do you call those? Oh, those simulation things. Period simulations or pregnancy simulations. I'm sorry, but those things do not actually simulate the real thing of you know, what a woman's organs really go through. Because I'm a mom of 5 kids, 4 boys, and 1 daughter. And trust me, if you are a mom who has multiple children, you know what I am about to say is absolutely true. Each pregnancy is different over the years, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I have a 13-year-old son, I have a 12-year-old son, I have a 9-year-old son, I have a 10-year-old son, my apologies, and an 8-year-old son, and a 6-year-old daughter. Trust me, my boys are going to be in for the long haul once their baby sister has her menstrual cycle for the first time. Trust me. You're going to be grateful that mommy's around to help you guys. Just be grateful for that part. Going back to my experiences, is many of you out there who are a mom of multiples, and what I mean by this is that every single pregnancy is always different, and you're always going to have sometimes the most bizarre food cravings ever. So every single case scenario is always, always different. As for me, my first pregnancy, I was just literally hyped on so much sugar. That's basically what I ate. I ate nothing but gummy bears. Everything of gummies that had so much cholesterol up the wazoo. I'm surprised I'm still alive. Period. Which is utterly insane and crazy. But I'm surprised I'm still alive. After eating so much sugar. But then for my second pregnancy, I was like a veggie smoothie fanatic. I don't know what the hell came over me. Like every single day, I wanted a freaking veggie smoothie. And it was only smoothies. I wouldn't want to eat nothing else but smoothies. My third pregnancy, I don't know, what was it with me and stupid chicken nuggets and mashed potatoes? Like, literally, that's what I wanted to eat every single time. Literally, grab a chicken tender and dunk it into the mashed potato like it was ketchup. Does that make any sense whatsoever? You know, it's just crazy, but I'm still doing that habit. I don't know why, even after. It's like a normal thing now. And my boys do it too. They just look at me like, ooh, okay, let's try that. I'm like, ow. And then, for my fourth pregnancy, I was getting fat, literally. Because I know you believe, I was eating like, oh no, I should have had realized that I was eating freaking hamburgers like up the wazoo. Oh my god, I'm surprised again. Again, I'm surprised I'm still alive and kicking and talking to you guys. Holy camoly, what the hell was wrong with me? But many of you who have gone through the most craziest, from having your menstrual cycle go into, you know, the bizarrest freaking food cravings, that you are still eating after you gave birth, regardless. I know it sounds crazy, but it is the honest truth. Many of us are still eating some of post and after pregnancy habits. Some of them, yeah, they do go away, and some of them don't. They just, you know, we still keep some of those old urges or whatever. And it's kind of crazy, but it is the honest truth. And guys, don't freaking look. I'm sorry, guys, but don't manscape a woman's menstrual cycle, because just don't. Just shut up, take it, and just go with the flow. Just, you know, give her comfort and this and that. Whatever you gotta do to make your girl comfortable, to, you know, make her feel better. Because trust me, when we women are on our menstrual cycles, we go from 0 to 150 faster than a freaking Ferrari with our mood swings. And I know that many of you know exactly what it is that we go through, and it is true. But as always, you know what? Just, like I said, just go with the flow, have fun with life, have fun with the pregnancy, and, you know, it's crazy, but it's true. And, you know, sometimes after the baby's out, yeah, we can lose the baby fat very fast, and then sometimes it's a little bit difficult. So, again, guys, don't freaking force us to lose the baby fat within 2 weeks, because it's not gonna bloody happen. Get that through your freaking head. Let a woman take her time to do and to exercise at her own pace. Don't freaking force them to get into a freaking size 2 swimsuit within 2 weeks, because that's not gonna bloody happen. Try to get that through your freaking skull. Every woman is different. Every body in general is different. So, you know, respect a woman's pace into, you know, what they need to do in order to recuperate and do what's necessary. And don't expect a woman to literally, you know, wanting to do it even after they've delivered your son or your daughter or whatever. Just, again, have patience and, you know, let a woman rest as long as she needs to. So, as always, love you guys. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. And this is me, my rant, my raving, as always. To please, Anchor, please don't knock me out of here. I'm sorry, but I'm telling the truth as it is. I love you guys, I really do. And, you know, hey, I'm having fun here, and I appreciate you guys. Keep on listening every single Sunday. And Love yous, my Tweedledees, Tweedledums, my lovelies and lovelyettes. And always, mwah. Oh, and before I forget, to salute to everybody all over the world and to all the military who are out there, even on Mother's Day. I give my salute to all the military out there, to you guys. You do what you do to keep everybody safe, no matter where they are around the world. And love yous. All right, my Tweedledees, Tweedledums, my lovelies and lovelyettes. Until next time. Mwah. Much love.